In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
God has been gracious to us, showing us great mercy and compassion when we fail Him. He asks that we do the same. The Bible says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Are you confused, unsure of what God's will is for you? The Bible says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." When we focus on God, He promises that He will reveal His will to us.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible promises that we will be blessed when we both hear and obey God. Listening is not enough. We need to act to receive God's blessing. The Bible says, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Are you afraid of the future, of being hurt? The Bible says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The love that God has for us is so amazing, and His faithfulness will always never end. The psalmist says, "Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies." God's love and faithfulness is so much more than we can ever imagine.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Throughout our lives, there will be people that may disappoint us and betray our trust. There is only one person who will never do that. The psalmist says, "Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." God is the most dependable person we will ever know.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
God is faithful as He has been throughout history. The Bible says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
If we need an answer to a question or wisdom to make a difficult decision, God promises that He will answer our request. The Bible says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When we come to God, repenting of what we have done, He will comfort us and cleanse us. The Bible says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Apostle Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Jesus gave up His life to save us, and the best response we can give to that is to let Him live in us.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
It is not by the works we do that we will be saved. The Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." God has already done the work. If we have faith in Him, we will be saved by His grace, which will cover all of our sins.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
It is not through what we do that we can have peace. The Bible says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." If we have faith, believing that God will take care of us, then He'll give us peace.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." If we believe and trust Him, He has promised that He will answer our prayers.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
If we feel like we are working so hard for God and no one seems to see it, remember that the Bible says, "God is not unjust. He won't forget your work and the love you've shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. God remembers the love we have for Him, and He does not forget."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
God made each of us unique with special gifts. The Bible says, "It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up." Let us use our unique talents for the glory of God.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. We're not created by some lousy contractor. We are created by God, who has planned out so many good works for us to do. Let us do it for Him.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
We work hard and we toil to make a living. We are stressed and tired, but Jesus reminds us, don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him, God the Father has placed a seal of approval. Let us keep our focus on Jesus, who will give us everlasting life.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift from God." Thus, we do not have to do anything. Our salvation is a gift from God. What a wonderful God we serve.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The more we give, the more God promises He will give to us. The Bible says, "Give generously to Him and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to."
World of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Persevere in times of trials and tribulations, because God has promised a great reward. The Bible says, "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. If we put our faith and trust in God, our reward will be victory over the struggles and trials of this world.
World of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When we struggle with the things of this world, remember, there is someone greater who has already overcome the world. The Bible says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Though we suffer now, we can draw strength from a source that never runs dry. The Bible promises, "And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered for a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When we struggle against Satan, we know that we are not fighting alone. The Bible says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." God will fight the battle with us, and Satan cannot stand against God.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" As Jesus has promised to take care of us, we should respond by trusting in Him and being content with what we have.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
There is a way to get peace in our heart. The Bible says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you." If we trust in God, He has promised to give us peace.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened." If we suffer to do what is right, God will bless us. So let us persevere to do what is right.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
During the hard times in life, trust in God. For the Bible says, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him." We can turn to God, and He will take care of us.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The loss of a loved one is hard to bear. In times of grief, we remember that God has victory over death. The Bible says, "He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of His people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken." The day is coming soon when there is no more death or sadness, and it is really soon.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The loss of a loved one is hard to bear. In times of grief, we remember that God has victory over death. The Bible says, "He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of His people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken." The day is coming soon when there is no more death or sadness, and it is really soon.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When we are down and when troubles threaten to overwhelm us, if it seems like we can never stand up again, the Bible says, "Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again." Jesus promises that He will be there to help us back to our feet.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." When our heart aches and the pain seems unbearable, God has promised that He will be near to us to comfort us. Whatever our pain, God is right there sharing our suffering.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
If there ever was a prayer that God loves to answer, it is when we pray for Him to fill us with His Spirit. Jesus promises, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. As God has selected us as His representatives, let us exhibit the behaviors that He wants us to."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When pride threatens to take over us, when we start to think we are better than others, remember that the Bible said, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When we struggle with temptation and it seems we cannot go on, remember that we have something to look forward to. The Bible promises, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him."
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
There is only one way to be able to witness for God and to be effective. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." When we are in Jesus and we draw power from Him, we will be able to do so much more for Him.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things." God commands us to be careful about what we think about. Let us keep our thoughts pure for Him.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
Though we face much heartbreak and sorrow in this life, there are better days to come. The Bible says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. What we give will be returned to us manyfold. So give happily to God.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. If we give Him our cares and our worries through prayer, God has promised that He will answer them.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
When troubles and trials threaten to overwhelm us, persevere, as the Bible says, Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
As we travel through this journey of life, many things change and friendships come and go. Only one thing stays constant. God promises, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed. His love will never fade away. Not now, not forever.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The worry over finances will always be a concern in this life. The Bible says, Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. God promises that He will take care of us, so let's put our trust in Him.
In a world of insecurity and uncertainty, here is an encouraging word.
The Bible says, God is not man, that He should lie, nor a son of man, that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? If there is anyone who can be depended upon to keep His word and promises, it is God. Let's put our faith and trust in Him.